Well, as you can tell, today is a very, very different setup, and we're okay with that here at this place. We knew a lot of folks were going to be out of town traveling. We got folks at work and all those things. But today, we just really felt like coming into this Thanksgiving holiday that we wanted to be active participants in showing thankfulness for all that God has done for us as individuals and as a body. And so you'll see that there are different places set up. We don't have chairs necessarily for everybody to sit. And I know that's weird. I know that's different. But honestly, what we wanted today to be is just kind of a reverent time. Again, just a thankful heart in worship. And so rather than you just sitting and us opening up a word and talking about being thankful, that we actually got to show that to God. And so I don't want to make it uncomfortable for anybody. I want you to take that how you will and where you want to go. But just to kind of explain how we've got things set up, and we just said we were going to leave room, we were going to leave space for God to move today.
Explore the space.
So what you got is you've got some different stations that are set up, all of them self-explanatory. If they're not, they have a card there that will tell you something that you can do. And really want you just to have room to express your thankfulness. If we stop and we think, man, we have so much to be thankful for as individuals and as this body. And so just worship today. The only parameter we set is that we don't want it to be a time where we're just sitting around talking. We want to participate in what's been offered. You know, if you come to a place and you say, man, I really want to, here's one about prayer. I want to pray with somebody today. Pray as a couple, or pray, as husband and wife, or pray for my friend here. Pray together, that's fine, but we don't want to just kind of goof off at this moment. It's different, but we don't want to just goof off. You've got a wall of things that you can write things that you're thankful for. And so what I want you to do is when you come to a place like this, and you go to a table, you go to a station, wherever, you can take communion. For us, you know that's not a set thing. You have to be a member of this place. That's if you have a relationship with Christ and you feel led to take the Lord's Supper, you can take the Lord's Supper. But for us, coming to a place like this, just as you're writing something you're thankful for, don't let it just be writing words. Worship, you know, in that. And then throughout this time, Jesse's going to lead us in songs at different times. He may play some, he may not. He's going to wing it and let the Holy Spirit move. Again, we can praise him in different ways, right? We don't have to just walk in and sit in a chair and read words off a screen and hear a sermon, you know, that this can be worship. Really, anything that's done to the Lord can be worship. And so that's what we're going to do today. I just want to pray, and then no set order, no way that you got to do things. Just have fun, right? Just have fun. Worship. So let me pray, and we'll get started. It'll be awesome day. Father, we love you. For people like me, they're creatures of habit. I make lists sometimes about the list that I need to make. Sometimes something like this can feel awkward, just in the difference. But God, you created many ways that we can worship you. And so today, it's free in this place, not just in the ways that we laid out, but if there's another way that someone wants to worship, let them worship. Let it be something where our prayer as leadership has been this for a while, that no matter where somebody's at in a relationship with you today, if it's yet to begin, if it's been going on for years, that today, not because of our church, not because of a program, not because of anything that we can manufacture, but the Holy Spirit would move in a way that would draw people closer in intimacy with you than when they came here. Father, we just trust you in that. Say, so you've lined up today, you've lined it up in this way, and so as random as it may feel, as different as it may feel, we worship you in these ways and others that you'll lead us to today. And so we leave space for you to move. And so we just pray that. Move. Someone wants to just take it in. Someone wants to worship again in a different way. We offer freedom in that. So we worship you. We are thankful for you. You are a great, great God. You're the only God. You're the name above all names, the King of all kings. We love you and we worship you today, in truth and spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. gods, I sing your praise. I bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the kings of the earth shall give thanks, O Lord. For they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. All right, guys, I'm going to just say a prayer, just offering continued thanks. If you're still worshiping, still want to participate, you feel free to do that as long as you'd like. Give those a chance to close out. Thank you for being here. Man, different, I know. Hopefully, still God spoke this morning to you. If not, man, just kind of reflect this continuing week on just all that we have to be thankful for. Starting first with our salvation, right? Our health. There's a lot that we can be thankful for. Amen. Let's just pray together. And again, if you want to continue after that, you feel free to. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for God just leading us into this place today. We just trust that you had a reason for that. And so just thank you. Thank you that we were able just to worship you with a thankful heart this morning. I told others leading into this week that so many times I know myself when I pray, when I speak with you, God, I just have a laundry list of things that I ask you for. And it's very rare, and this is just a confession from me to you and to my brothers and sisters here. It's very rare when I just come to you with a thankful heart. Not asking for anything, just being thankful for all that you've already done and you continue to do. And so that was my hope in today, is that just with thankful hearts, it's a wonderful time of year to do that, that we can just stop and just really reflect on all that you do for us. Father, we're just grateful. And so we just worship you in that thankful heart, and not just in this hour of a service, but even as we leave this place, I pray that you give us sweet moments of reflection, especially those over the next few days that we'll be spending time with family. And Father, a lot of those I read from people writing on the wall here that's some of the things that they're thankful for. And so just thank you for the relationships. You're all about that. Thank you for this church and the relationships that have started in this place and those that are beginning. Father, you're just a great God. We thank you for all things that you do for us. We love you. We praise you. And again, just with a thankful heart, we just say thanks. In worship, we say thank you. You're a great God. We love you. We pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to say just a couple.